Before we get started with the homemade broadcast this week, I wanted to tell you about our brand new sponsor, St. John Clark Pain Treatment Center. If you know me at all, you know my body is a mess. I've been in car accidents. I got bulge discs in my neck and my back. I got sciatica pain. Well, no more, thanks to St. John Clark Pain Treatment Center. The difference with them is neurosomatic therapy, or NST. NST incorporates innovative ways to analyze and thoroughly explore your muscles, tendons, ligaments, and organs in order to find the hidden sources of the pain. And they're not going to go and just give you medication, move you around a little bit. This is intensive therapy that finds the root of your pain. The reason neurosomatic therapy works is because it looks at the body as a whole instead of focusing on individual systems. It worked for me, and it can work for you. Give them a call at 727-347-4325 and visit them online at stjohn-clarkptc.com. All right, let's start the show.
Beach Drive. Drop Park. Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
First time listener, first time caller. This message is for Will. Screw you, ass. Eat cum and fry ice.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, everybody, this is Kevin Farley, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Homemade biscuits, homemade broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back to the program. Happy to have you. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. Got a few messages there this week. One was for Anna. It's not really affiliated with this. She gets... Anna Hummel is the woman I do the radio show with over on The Bone. Poor Anna. Just gets these creepy messages. Guys, you gotta be more self-aware, man. I know it's tough, but these men just say the weirdest stuff to her. I got this long text message from a guy who notified me that it was for Anna, and I wanted to respond and be like, Anna has nothing. It's not her thing. But I do play clips from Stay Woke sometimes, so I can understand how potentially you might be confused. But just went on this long diatribe about, it's obvious that he's flirting with her. And you got what goes through your process? What's your thought process here, dudes? That you think, like, you might have a chance by just messaging a random number. And she's going to see this and go, oh, you sound cool. Because he did not sound cool. He did the negging thing. Negging is where you... kind of you give a compliment, but it's like a backhanded compliment. And at the end, he concluded his message by saying, you know, you're very beautiful, and it would be a shame if you ended up an old cat lady because you're too picky. And that was just douche chills just went up my spine, just like, oh my goodness. So yes, Anna, I did send that message to Anna, sir, if you are listening now, and she laughed. So swing and a miss, I suppose. And I did get another message from a guy who sent me a bunch of info on why the pandemic is bullcrap. And I just, you know, I'm looking at stuff constantly all day long, doing my own research. And I tried to look into it. I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with it. I appreciate you sending it, and I will try to delve into it a little bit more. But I don't know, when something comes out in a meme format where it's just like a picture with text on it, I always just go, nah. Those aren't the best way of communicating. And You know, they're supposed to be funny. Like, informative memes, guys and gals, if you ever see any of those, it is probably incorrect, if not severely hyperbolic, at best, those memes. So, I don't know. We're at a point now where we can't even agree on facts at this point anymore as a society and a culture. So, I don't know, man. I appreciate you sending it, sir. I will try to look into it a little bit more, but it's just fine. It's hard finding the time to do this stuff. And, you know, there's only so much time in the day. But, yeah, if you want to leave me a message, 813-693-2124 is a voice and text line. If you want to be a creepy guy, I will harass Anna for you if you want. And you can send her messages, and I will relay them even. I wanted so bad to go, hey, douche, this isn't Anna, but I guess I can understand he might get confused. We are going to play a clip from Stay Woke later in the program, and it involves the Karen in Central Park. What a week. Oh, my God, it is exhausting. Just the emotional, everybody is emotional. No matter what side you're on, there's no logic and coherence. And any of these people who are super passionate about this stuff, they're both sides are wrong. I've never seen, I don't know, well, I guess I've seen it this bad before, but holy moly, between the Minneapolis thing and incident where the cop murdered that guy and the Central Park thing, everybody is just spazzing out. And it's all emotional appeal to, like, did nobody take a logic class? Did they not teach logic in school? I mean, these arguments, they're not arguments. They're just appeal to emotions and then ad hominem attacks if you disagree with those or point that out, that simple fact. It's crazy. And corporate press went nuts this week everywhere. And I am working on something with the, on the Tampa Bay Times that was, I'm not surprised of at all. I didn't finish. Their staff is humongous. Oh my God, I didn't realize how big their staff was. But I'm going through and working on a small project for myself. The results so far, very unsurprising, and it looms from Ray Roa's tweet thread, the editor of Creative Loafing, that these independent weeklies that are going under, I saw the Miami New Times is for sale. It's just they're outdated. They probably should go out of business because they're not useful. But his claim was that they're the voice for the voiceless. Yeah, no, you're totally mainstream in your point of view. And that's echoed a lot by things that they've wrote. And I compared it to the Times, Bay News 9 even, talked about the same stuff. So not really. But I am working on a little project to maybe show some of the nonsense that's going on. So the Times is really bad this week. All media jumped on Kaylee. What's her name? The new hot press secretary, Kaylee for Trump. I'm blanking on her name. Kaylee. I want to be respectful, not just call her hot chick. McCainy. Kaylee McCainy. She's from Tampa Bay area, and she's great. She's very good. Doesn't take any crap from these people. So President Trump, this or last week, I guess now, they want to do, they're pushing this, everybody do mail-in voting because of the pandemic. Why? Well, there's a pandemic. Well, we don't know what it's going to be like in August, first off. November. Gosh, that's a long time away. That's 6 months away. Who knows where we'll be? And he made some claims, some hyperbolic claims, that there's, you know, this could lead to massive fraud, election fraud. And corporate press went out and just said, nope, that's not true. That's totally unsubstantiated. I did a quick Google search and found more than a few examples of voter fraud with mail-in ballots. This is so simple. Now, either do these people, or are they naive to that, or are they intentionally not talking about that because it goes against their narrative? And then they get upset when people call them fake news and liars. But guys and gals, you're lying, whether you know it or not. And it was just they jumped all over. Steve Cortino, I think his name is, from the Times, wrote a piece that, uh-oh, guess what? Nailed the press secretary, Guess what she did? Voted by mail in the past 11 elections. And everybody kind of went, oh, checkmate, she's a liar. So I don't know what she's lying about, but so they expected her to, I guess, fly home if she's so against these mail-in ballots to vote. And she just pointed out the simple distinction that there's a difference between absentee voting of me not living in the state and doing a mass mail-in election. That seems very simple and totally reasonable. Now, I can understand you go, no, it's not that big of a deal. But instead they went, these are unsubstantiated claims that everybody put this out. Like I said, a quick Google search shows that this is these are there's real events of this of fraud taking place. Now, they may not be as common as what the president said, but they're definitely not unsubstantiated and no evidence of that. That is a basic Google search told me that. So you guys are lying. And she came out and responded to these and brought receipts. She brought receipts of times where voter fraud has been committed with mail-in ballots. Like I say, you can disagree with them, but don't call them unsubstantiated. This is why they lose credibility. And media, it's so easy to fact-check the media. Now, if they would have just come out and said, and Steve corrected the story, and he said, yeah, there has been incidents of voter fraud, but they're very few, and you know, they're not conspiratorial like the president was saying. All right, fair enough, dude. But they're not unsubstantiated. Why didn't you just say that? It would have been so easy to just say that at the beginning. While the president has made claims about voter fraud, they're very few and far between, and there's only a few examples of this taking place. But they don't want to give him anything because they desperately want to get this person out of office. And I understand to a certain extent, but you're gonna jeopardize your credibility to people. This is what drives me insane. It's not being pro the president. It's being anti you. Because you guys lie. Whether it's intentional or not, either you're bad at your jobs or you lie about this stuff. You just choose, you cherry pick the info and the evidence that you would like to use. It's not a good way of doing business. And then they complain because they're like, we're going out of business. Yeah, you're bad at your jobs. You deserve to go out of business. It's ridiculous, man. Twitter went ahead and jumped in the fact-checking business now and totally screwed themselves because they fact-checked one of the president's tweets and called it false about the mail-in voting. Well, guess what? They had to get fact-checked. The election committee, what is it? Twitter forced to update Trump fact-checked after an error discovered. This is another thing. Who fact-checks these people? And it should be up to journalists to fact-check politicians, not Twitter. Twitter's got accused of being very, very biased in some of their viewpoints and their how they run their business. And you don't have to use Twitter. If you don't want to, sure. But this whole thing of there's a big argument going on in a lot of debates, is Twitter and social media a platform or is it a publisher? Meaning, do they control what goes on their site or is it kind of just like a courtyard where people can kind of say whatever they want? And you can't have both. And now there's an executive order out there, media again saying that he's totally losing his mind over this, that he's a big old baby, and maybe he is. But the fact of the matter is Twitter is not fact-checking anybody else. They're not fact-checking his rival. And I think they finally started to fact-check some of the Chinese Communist Party's representatives who are saying that the coronavirus started in the United States. I think they did. I'm not even positive yet, but they didn't for a long time. So the problem is it's only used one way. You can't do, I mean, you can do it, but you're going to get called out for it. And then you can't, you know, these people, they scream out in pain while they strike you. It's just ridiculous. So Twitter's fact check of a tweet about President Trump's mail-in voting contained an error that had to be corrected by election officials. There was an error in Twitter's fact check of Trump's vote. Oh my God, I can't read. Reading out loud is brutal. There is an error in Twitter's fact check of Trump's vote-by-mail tweets, underscoring the challenge that social media platforms face when they try to arbitrate truth. And this is another thing. They are implying objectivity in this whole thing, that there is right and wrong, and he is wrong. And again, a quick Google search shows, no, he's not. You can say he's exaggerating. That's totally fair. But he's not lying. And they're so, everybody is so goddamn emotional that they just cannot bring themselves to just stop. Pull back. We're depending on these journalists to tell us what's going on, and they're upset that they aren't the ones that are able to arbitrate what the truth, in quotes, is anymore. People always go back and tell me, I think the press used to be good. Yeah, I don't think so. Walter Duranty went and wrote about I bring this up all the time, but won a Pulitzer Prize for writing about how great the Russians were during the famine. The Communist Party was taking care of their people, and there was millions of people dying, and he lied about that. This has been going on a long time, and now Twitter and these other social media platforms are the ones who expose them. And now they're pissed because they're getting exposed. They want Twitter to jump in and fact check. Now Twitter's on the verge of becoming a publisher. Now they're going to potentially be able to be sued for some of the stuff that's put on their site. I don't think they should do that. I think that's a bad idea. But you force their hand. So I don't know, man. It's ridiculous. Everybody is just, I wish everybody could just calm down a little bit and be rational about this whole thing. About everything. You don't need to have an opinion on everything that happens. You can sit back and say, I don't really know. I'm going to wait. It's what you should do. And this is from me, who's very opinionated and talking to you on a podcast. Go start your own podcast. I guess Twitter could be considered a podcast. I don't know. I'm so sick of everything. It's been a tough week. Just exhausting talking to people. This podcast is brought to you by NTT Fitness, NTT Nutrition, and NTTFitness.com. It's a meal preparation service where I get my foods for dinners because I don't want to be so much of a fat pig. And it's really has been helping. I don't know if you've seen me lately. I saw a picture of myself. Somebody posted this dude, Finn Dave, who listens to the radio show. And it was from, I think it was, might have been two Christmases ago. And I forgot how fat I was, and I hate the picture. He posts it to be nice and be like, oh, look, this is when I hung out with, you know, Will and Anna at Gennaro's for their broadcast thing. But I look pasty and just like a little turkey, a holiday turkey in it. And it was shocking how bad I looked in it. But I think I look better now, which is good. And a lot of that has to do with NTT Fitness and eating things that I'm supposed to eat instead of bull crap that I was doing before. And it's good food, and they keep getting better too. Every time I open one of these things, it's very tasty, very good, and it's small, but if you eat it slow and take your time, you know, you're full after. It takes 15 minutes for your brain to register that you're full. And it's a cruel trick that God or our creator, whatever, played on us, but that's the way. I think it's because you used to go around and scavenge and hunt, and you needed to get as much calories as you could into your body, so you would maybe overeat. So it's probably a evolutionary tool, you know, to keep eating. But now, with all the processed crap out there, you don't need to eat hardly ever. You probably just eat once or twice a day, so why not make it NTT Fitness and NTT Nutrition? NTTFitness.com is the website. Use my code promo LevelUp15 at checkout. Get 15% off your first order, nttfitness.com. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. hmbradio.com is the website. Subscribe to the podcast wherever you get it. And rate it, too. I forgot to tell you to do that. That really helps rating the podcast. So if you could do that, go give it 5 stars. I would really appreciate it. Whatever app you use, HMB Radio Tampa Bay is how you find it. HMB Radio is all one word. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. Give me a call. Hit on Anna. I don't care. Do whatever you want. And follow me on Twitter and Instagram as well at @home_made_man. I post a lot of goofy stuff on there. I will not waste your time. I try to be a joy in your life. So check it out, home_made_man and HMB Radio on Facebook. And follow Radio St. Pete while you're there as well. Radio STPETE on everything. It's RadioSt.Pete.com, I think, on Facebook, and just Radio St. Pete on everything else.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSt.Pete.com.
Some quick sports news. The NHL releases its 24-team playoff format, and Lightning would be one of the top four seeds in the East. The NHL will abandon the rest of the regular season and go straight into the playoffs with the 24 teams instead of the 16 if it is able to resume play. The decision announced Thursday by Commissioner Gary Bettman is no guarantee that games are coming back. The NHL and the NHL Players Association must also agree about health and safety protocols and all those other issues, but it's coming back. It's coming back, I'm pretty sure. And I saw that the Alex Killorn, one of the players for the Lightning, he is becoming an internet superstar, and he's a funny guy, and he's a good follow. And he put out this video of all the players getting back together. He's on a jet ski going through the canal. He finds out the news that the hockey's back, and he goes and finds Stamkos and all the guys and tells them, "Come on!" And some boys in back in town are playing in the background. So it's a cute video. You know, you'll like it. It's on his Instagram and YouTube and all that stuff. What is it? What is his stuff? Let's see. I have the technology. It's on Instagram at akillorn17. Go check out his video. It's pretty cool. He's got a bunch of players in there, and it's fun. It's fun, and I'm excited for sports to get back. It seems like there's been no real big uptick in cases, even after Memorial Day weekend, which I was concerned about. But it looks like things are going way better than expected. Now, that could turn around real quick, but as of right now, I think to a lot of people's chagrin, things seem to be going pretty well, considering the how bad this pandemic could have been. And, you know, if you say that, oh, things are going good, 100,000 people died. Yeah, I know, it's terrible, but they were modeling millions, and that's way better than millions. So far, so good. Florida seems to be leading the pack with reopening and doing it safely and responsibly. So it's exciting, and having hockey back will be good, and some sort of normalcy coming back. Also, Rob Gronkowski, I don't know if you know who he is, but he is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers' new tight end, but he's also the reigning 24/7 champ for the WWE. He had a stint in there that he was kind of commentating and became the 24/7 champion, which is a championship belt that must be defended anywhere at any time. That's right. And he has signed on to be the next tight end to Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but he still is the champion, and the Gronk made a rare appearance on Monday Night Raw last week to deliver the message to former champion R-Truth, who recently tweeted that he was coming for the belt. So I'm going to play this little clip for you from Gronk and WWE Raw.
Our truth. More like our lies.
Nice.
I can't thank you enough for your very public declaration on Twitter that you'll be coming after my 24/7 title. Bring it on. Now, I'm a nice guy, so I'm just going to make sure you've got all the intel you need during your quest. I am Gronk, WrestleMania 36, host with the most, and reigning 24/7 champ. I know you have a lot of memories with this title, and you fought hard for it, but that's in the past, Truth. 24/7 Gronk is the present and the future. 16 years of playing football and growing up with four brothers has prepared me to fight anytime and any place. So this is 24/7, 7-Eleven, I-95 South, W-9, whole nine yards championship stays with me, brother. Take this as a warning, R-Truth. I will see you coming because I got eyes on back in my head.
Wow. So here you go. There's a champ, reigning 24/7 champ in the WWE. Rob Gronkowski says he will defend his title. It's fun. Isn't it fun to be a Bucks fan again? This is so cool. And it would be nice if they could have some sort of, I don't know, relationship with the WWE somehow. I know it's like a, I don't know, it's two different things, I know, but it's fun having this kind of charisma and And I don't know. It's just cool. It's been a long time coming. So obviously he's going to, you know, lose in quotes that belt before the season starts, I'm sure. But I don't know. It's just kind of neat. I got to be friends with this guy. I think he would like me. I think we would party and I think we would have a great time. And I don't know. So Gronk, let's be buds. I know you're new here to the area. I could show you around St. Pete anyways. I don't go into Tampa. I don't know anything about that. But if you ever come over to St. Pete, I'd be your St. Pete friend. You know, so that way you're not committed. I won't show up to your house because I don't drive over there. Don't worry about it. I won't show up unannounced or anything. But if you ever want to come down to St. Pete, I'm your guy, okay? On weekends anyways. I can't do anything during the week. I got to work and stuff. I'm too old. But St. Pete, weekend, maybe like one night a week, St. Pete best friend right here, this guy. 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com. The homemade broadcast is brought to you by Truvy Salon and Spa. T-R-U-V is in victory, Y, salonandspa.com. They are open. They are taking appointments. You need a haircut desperately. Why not get it for someone who knows what the hell they're doing? You ladies, you need to get your roots done. I've seen the Instagram posts. It's time. Let Chrissy Parker, Truvy Salon and Spa do it. Make your appointment today. Truvy. T-R-U-V is in victory, Y, salonandspa.com, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Pete, truvysalonandspa.com.
This is the homemade broadcast. This is RadioSt.Pete.com.
Earlier last week, there was a Karen, which is the slur for busy-bodied white ladies, which is an epidemic on this country. I completely agree. Butting their nose in places where they don't need to be. Well, there was an incident in Central Park involving a black bird watcher, fella, man, and a Karen, a white lady. And they had a confrontation. He videotaped it. It went viral. So we talked about that on Stay Woke. The world is burning, but you can always listen to Stay Woke on your Bone app. You can stay inside or online at theboneonline.com. Get the app, and you can listen to the past show on demand for 24 hours. So you don't have to stay up till midnight like a freak. So we did talk about this, and this is brought to you by homemadepodcasts.com, which is my consulting company. If you're interested in starting a podcast or don't know how to start, I can help. Message me at homemadepodcasts.com or 813-693-2124. All right, let's check out this clip from Stay Woke.
We got to talk about Karen in the park. Huge news. I've seen it all over social media today. It's not a good look. And if you don't know what we're talking about, this woman, I think her name was Amy Cooper, was in Central Park in New York, and she was walking her dog without a leash in a place where that was not the policy, and a black gentleman called her out on it, and she didn't like that too much. And I guess when she refused to put the dog on a leash, he was like going to give the dog a treat so that the dog would come over and she would get mad and you know, apprehend the dog and then put it on a leash. I think that was his intention. And then she ended up calling, I believe it was 911, threatening, saying that she was being threatened by an African-American man and that he was threatening her and the dog and blah, blah, blah. It is not a good look. And he was recording her the whole time, which is like, what are you doing? No one is going to believe you if this is all on camera. But luckily he was videotaping because God only knows what would have happened. You know, he could have been arrested. We don't know. But anyways, I'm going to play a little bit of the video for you. If you haven't already heard it, you'll hear it now, or maybe there's an ad that's ruining everything. But yeah, it's not a good look. She is currently fired from the investment company that she worked for. And it's not a good look on either end, because now it's like, well, if another white lady calls in, it's like, oh, there's a black man chasing me. Then we're going to be like, is there really a black guy? Or are you just trying to use your, you know, your privilege? Or, you know, I guess she was assuming that, who do you think they're going to believe? Me, a white lady, or you, a black guy? That was kind of the impression of the tone that I was getting from this woman.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, look,
hot take.
No. Okay. No hot take here. Okay. I'm very dubious of short viral videos.
Okay.
Because you're at the mercy of when the camera starts to roll and you miss what happens.
Correct.
Before the camera.
Right.
And it did come out that the guy that was bird watching had dog treats. For what occasion, I don't know. That is very strange. He didn't have a dog with him. He carried around dog treats to go bird watching, just in case you run into dogs that might be off leashes in order to feed that don't belong to you. I'm not a dog owner, but I can imagine. I know a lot of dog owners, and if somebody that I was in a confrontation with tried to feed my dog something, I would think that they were trying to poison my dog.
Well,
and that would be a problem.
Well, the order of events, just so we're clear, wasn't like he was just, he asked her, hey, can you put your dog on a leash? She said no, and then he offered it a treat so it would come over.
I don't think it says. He was saying, hey, buddy, come on over. That's what it says. I understand that's what it says, but let's think about the context here of what's going on. He's not being like, hi, doggy, you're a nice doggy. He's in a fight with this lady.
Sure.
And if my initial reaction would be that he's trying to poison my dog.
Absolutely. And
that's not normal behavior. And I'm not trying to let her off the hook for this whole thing either. She threatened this guy. And let's be clear here. They were both being Karens.
Sure.
Should he have minded his own business that the dog was off the hook?
Yeah, it says the man who could be heard in the video, his name's Christian Cooper, I think they have the same last name, said he asked Amy to put his the dog on a leash, and when she didn't, he offered the pooch a treat. And then he says this, the only way they can keep the dog from eating the treat is to pull it on a leash, he told NBC. At some point, she decided, I'm going to play the race card, I guess. So he knew that that would piss her off and that she would pull the dog back, and I think that was his intention, obviously. But here's a little bit of the video so you can hear it for yourself. Media cannot be played. Jesus Christ. Not helping. God damn it. Anyways, I will find the... Can you find the video? It's saying that it's not working with this computer for some reason. But anyways, it's...
Please tell them whatever you like.
No, it's one of those dumb videos.
Oh, those are the worst.
Oh, God. Why
those.
Do they trap you? It's not good.
Yeah.
Anyway, she calls... She calls the authorities, and it's not a good look, and she's basically saying, like, who do you think they're going to believe? That's the impression I was getting.
And this...
I got it.
Would you please stop? Sir, I'm asking you to stop.
Please don't come close to me.
Sir, I'm asking you to stop recording me.
Please don't come close to me.
Please take your phone off.
Please don't come close to me.
And I'm taking a picture of calling the cops.
Please...
She looks like she's, like, hanging the dog. Like, she's dragging the dog by its neck, and it's not a good look. And I think she was fostering this dog. I don't even think it was hers. Not that that matters, but just FYI.
Please call the cops. Please call the cops.
I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Please tell them whatever you like.
Ooh, that's where she really...
That's where she
if she would have just said
up.
A man, I think it would have been not good, but way better.
She's using the dude's race in a frantic call in hopes that they'll arrive, I guess, sooner. And, with weapons drawn, maybe, with intent to subdue this man.
As if to
she
say...
She knew what she was doing.
As if to say, I know that they will be biased against you, and I'm going to use that card.
Yes.
If she would have just said, I'm going to call the police and say there's a man, that would have been
fine.
Not fine, but better.
Because I bet you she is... a progressive-minded individual who thinks that black people are being targeted by the police. I bet you,
ooh,
and that's why she used
twist.
I bet you that's why she uses. I'm going to tell them that's an African American guy because I know that they'll kick your ass.
Yeah, ooh,
because you're black.
Yeah, yeah.
Excuse me.
And she's backing up, and he's literally standing in the same spot. Like, and he's asking her, "Please get away from me. Mm-hmm. Don't touch me."
I'm sorry, I'm in the ramble, and there is a man, African-American, who has a bicycle helmet. He is recording me and threatening me and my dog. There is an African-American man, I am in Central Park, he is recording me and threatening myself and my dog.
Clearly she's not being threatened. Clearly she's fine.
And my... I'm sorry, I can't hear you either. I'm being threatened by a man in the ramble. Please send the cops immediately.
Like, that is great acting.
I'm in Central Park in the ramble. I don't know.
And she put the dog on a leash. Right at the end, she put the dog on a leash. She goes, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. So she lost her job. She lost everything. I think I saw a quote where she's like, this video is ruining my life. Well, of course.
And it
of course.
And this is the thing, too. Like, everybody is Karens in this scenario. Mm-hmm. He's a Karen. She's a Karen. Mm-hmm. And the people on the internet who went and tracked down her identity. Called her employer. Mm. Called where they adopted the dog from. I mean, and let's be fair. That potentially endangers her life.
Sure.
I mean, you know, you hope to God that nothing happens, but I mean, you never know. And all those people who did that were Karens now.
Sure.
So these Twitter warriors that got up there and got her fired, I don't know, maybe she should have got fired. I don't know. I'm glad that's not a call decision that I have to make. Mm. But it's like, that is a, it was kind of a dangerous situation all around. Mm-hmm. And it was something that was silly. Over a silly little confrontation.
Right.
This whole thing got blown way out of proportion. Right. Everybody's just terrible. Our culture, this cancel culture crap, is garbage.
Yeah, again, this isn't just over. To me, this goes beyond words. Like, you know, not that you should say racial slurs or anything like that, but when you're like, she was like faking an assault.
Yeah, she's terrible.
Yeah, that to me is a different. You're playing what do you call it? A wolf? What is it? Right.
Crying wolf.
Yeah. Playing wolf.
Yeah, wasting cops' time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When, as if the city doesn't have enough to deal with, you dumb whore.
Yeah, and she knew what she was doing. She definitely knew what she was doing with this whole thing. But I get you. It's New York City.
Yeah.
I bet you she's a progressive individual
who
believes in equality, mm-hmm, and thought that if she called the cops and mentioned his race, that they would get there quicker and kick his ass or kill him,
uh-huh,
maybe, because she probably believes that blacks are being hunted by cops in this country.
Right. Apparently, social media users are also accusing her of animal cruelty, as she's seen in the video grabbing and dragging the struggling, mm-hmm, dog by the neck harness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what she's doing to the dog isn't good either, but we would love to hear from you and what you think. Do you think she should have lost her job? Why or why not? Do you think that cancel culture is a little too harsh in this sort of scenario? Because sometimes it's called for, but sometimes it's not, in my opinion. You know, so it's kind of like, is this atrocious enough to cancel her? This video, I would say, probably ruined her life. I don't see her getting a job anytime soon. And
nope.
I think she's pretty much done. Granted, the internet does have a very short attention span, so people will forget about this.
It does, but it doesn't.
Because if
you Google her name,
if she comes up
10 years from
now.
Hey,
you look familiar. I saw your face. Oh, you're that woman. Yeah,
yeah.
You're done. You're done.
And there's so many articles that were written about this. There's so many, and that's what kind of like when they had the gulags, when the communists had those, and you broke one of the laws and you went into the gulag, you would go do your time, you would do hard labor. You know,
those are work
face
camps
your punishment.
For people that don't know.
Yeah. And then you would, okay, you're done now.
Or you
it's
died.
A clean slate. Well,
yeah.
Yeah, but you would, if you got out, then
yeah,
you were like, all right, we're good now. And you would have a clean slate. There's no route to redemption with this stuff. Like, what? It's just, this lady is just like, she's the devil now. She's persona non grata for a lot of people. She's going to have a hard time living her life now.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean to say, like, I think a lot of people would just say, good, she deserves everything she's getting. And you go like, well, how far does it go? Like, should we just kill her? Should we just like stone
her
publicly?
Right. No, I see it. Like, no, obviously not that. And again, it's a lot of it is personal. Obviously, she shouldn't be stoned to death or anything like that. But if like you're an employer and you know or you see about this and you go, I don't want this associated with me.
Mm-hmm.
You're allowed to say no, thank you. You know,
because sure,
that reflects badly on you, and you wouldn't do that for this dumb bitch. So
well, and that's the thing too. But it's like, you know, you have these mobs that form online, and these companies freak out. Their poor girl that runs the Twitter accounts are probably just like, oh my god, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I'm getting flooded with these things, and you have these people that are just furious over something they know very little about.
Mm-hmm.
And these mobs form, and it's like these businesses, it's hard to blame them because it's like having a crazy ex-girlfriend that you're just working at your job and she comes in a couple times a week and starts breaking the windows and yelling your name. Eventually, the company's got to go, dude, I'm sorry, you're a great employee, but you got this crazy bitch. I got to let you go.
Right.
It's just not working out. We can't control this woman.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with these mobs. They form until they get what they want. Now, I think they could...
Sometimes the company will stand up for you and fight for you.
Sometimes they will. And they do. They usually find another target eventually because they're bored
sometimes
and they find something else.
You just got to lay low for a little bit. And sometimes the company will stand up for you. But again, like if you cross a certain line, they got to let you go. This woman crossed a line, I think, that people say, okay, she did the race thing. You can't And a lot of it is arbitrary. A lot of like you can say you can make fun of this, but you can't make fun of that. You can make fun of fat people, but you can't make fun of black people. You can make fun of this, but not of this. A lot of it is arbitrary, but it's kind of like this cultural consensus where we're like, okay, we can kind of still talk about this, but we can't talk about this. So sometimes you can get away with a little bit, even though cancel culture comes after you. But I swear to God, Will, if she would have just said, there's a man that is threatening me, non-issue.
Well, it might have still been a story because the guy was black and she was fighting with a black guy.
Could have been.
But
when
this
she said
definitely,
African,
yes,
oh, that was it. That was the nail in the coffin.
And it wasn't just an hysterical woman. Like, you could tell there was intent there. She knew what she was doing.
Right. Or if he was white, non-issue. It wouldn't have made news.
It would have been on Instagram on No Chaser or Barstool Sports as some lunatic woman,
right?
Screaming,
Crazy Karen.
Yeah, Karen
at it
Karen.
Again. She's fine. Everything's okay. But yeah, that was the nail in the coffin right there. Hello, welcome to the program. Who's this?
Hi.
Oh God. Why? Why? What? What do you want?
Don't make you uncomfortable.
Yes, very, very much so.
He said, deal with his wife.
Okay, we're done. Bye-bye. No, I don't have to deal with you. I can hang up on you. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Yeah, cancel culture is, it's just it's a fact of life. They're trying to cancel Jimmy Fallon, I saw. For something on SNL, which is like, it wasn't even like he did that privately. Like, that was a written skit.
Yeah.
You know? I want to hear from Chris Rock. If you haven't heard, Jimmy Fallon is under fire, which is so weird because it's SNL. There are writers. It's not just him, you know? Yeah. So he came in in blackface, and I guess he was Chris Rock. He was impersonating Chris Rock.
Yeah, I'd be interested to hear what Chris Rock had to say about it, too. I mean, Jimmy Kimmel was Karl Malone. He dressed up totally in blackface and black body.
Is that the black cop?
Karl Malone was a basketball player. Yeah.
Well, who's the guy from Family Matters?
Carl Winslow.
Okay.
Different thing.
God damn it. Both black, both Carls.
Yeah. All right. And I'm surprised Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel hasn't faced any backlash for that.
There was like a little bit of it, but it like got pushed under the rug.
Yeah, for some reason he's like grandfathered in for some reason. I don't really get it.
Maybe he said sorry. I think he was lumped in with like, I remember Trudeau was going through it. It was after the Megyn Kelly thing and it was like Trudeau, him.
It just came out at the right time.
Yeah,
or
and it was kind of like just
people.
It was like a bunch of people. And then Trudeau was like, I'm sorry, I get it. Now it was a mistake.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon put out a statement and you can tell it was written by an attorney.
Oh, is it super like
because it
litigation?
It has Michael
language.
Michael Malice pointed this out on Twitter that it has the two periods after the two spaces after a period, which is the boomer way of typing.
Oh, okay.
It automatic. You don't need to put two spaces after a period. And he said Jimmy Fallon put out in 2000 while on SNL, I made a terrible decision to do an impersonation of Chris Rock while in blackface. Period. Dot. Dot. There is no excuse for this. I am very sorry for making this unquestionably offensive decision, and thank you all for holding me accountable.
Wow.
That was a statement.
Blame the writers, too. Like, it shouldn't just be just him. It's not like he just did it on his own. I'm sure there were writers and people that okayed it, and I'm sure there were... What about all the audience members that were laughing hysterically? Oh, this was so funny back in 2000, but now we're like, oh, now that we look at that again, not so funny.
I want to know what Chris Rock has to say about it.
Yeah.
I wonder, does Chris Rock have a Twitter? Probably not.
I would assume he does.
Oh, he does, but it's probably just like promotions for his...
Yeah, well, maybe there'll be a statement that comes out in the next few days or so.
There you go. Stay Woke Midnights 102.5 The Bone. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, home_made_man. Follow Radio St. Pete at Radio STPETE. All right, I'm going to get out of here. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcasts, thank you. Please do subscribe to it again and give it a 5-star rating. These things help. And I thank you so much for taking the time to do them. My name is Will Koontz. This has been HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Go visit St. John Clark Pain Center. Go get some NTT meals. Go get your hair cut at Truvy Salon and Spa. Have a good week. Talk to you soon. Bye. We'll be right back.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.